The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.
Up next on The Believer's Walk of Faith.
Remember Roots? Y'all remember Roots? That's our roots, huh? We came from Africa, Kunta Kinte. Remember that? Well, he ain't talking about that kind of root. Talking about your spiritual roots, because you got born again, and when you got born again, you got from another family. Come on now, I know you got the natural roots, that's cool, but you've got some other DNA inside of you that is the DNA of your Father God.
Hello, Bill Winston here, and welcome to the Believer's Walk of Faith, where we walk by faith and not by sight. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, it says, "And God blessed them. And God said unto them, Be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth." So our purpose as believers for being created is to dominate. Praise God. We are created to dominate in this earth. Now, let's go right into today's teaching and learn more about this dominion and how to fulfill your dominion mandate.
This whole idea of dominion is what God placed on mankind in the beginning. He said, "Let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion." We looked up the word dominion, what it means. It means power of governing or controlling. The word dominion also means the right of possession or use without being accountable. And Jesus said, go in town to two of his disciples. You're going to see a donkey tied up. Get him, loose him, bring him to me. Why? Jesus had to use the donkey to ride into Jerusalem at that time, that triumphant time before his crucifixion. And he needed him for his ministry. So go get him. Now, if somebody asks you, what are you doing with my donkey? Tell him the Lord has need of him. And he will let him go. That's called dominion. Over in Matthew's gospel, Matthew chapter 15, for example, verse 29, "And Jesus departed from thence and came unto the Sea of Galilee and went up to the mountain and sat down, and there gathered a great multitude unto him, having those that were blind and dumb and maimed and many others, and he threw them down at Jesus' feet. What did he do? He healed them, insomuch that the multitudes wondered when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to be made whole, the lame to walk, and they glorified the God of Israel." He took dominion over people, the condition of people who were maimed. He knew that he had dominion over the whole earth and everything in it. Now this is, folks, you're talking about a superiority mindset. This is what this is. Now, just stay with me now, because I'm not going to veer from the Bible, but I'm going to show you something that God has restored back to us that we as children of God need to be operating in. We must portray lives that are profoundly different than how those who live that are unbelievers. Profoundly different. Not a little bit. Profound. Now we're going to get to how much profound is profound. Amen. Dominion. It also means to direct, control, or dispose of at your direction. Doesn't make any difference. You've got dominion over it. And what we shared with you last time, that because you have dominion and you have this potential to dominate this planet, God wouldn't tell you to have dominion over the earth if you can't do it. He's telling you that because mankind originally could do that. And he said, and I shared with you last time, don't dare complain to God when you are dominated. It's not God doing it. You have dominion over the entire earth and everything in it, folks. Now, what we have to do is we've got to believe the word of God. We cannot go to the world and ask the world what's the truth. They don't know what to do. They don't even know how they're made. They don't teach anything about your spirit in your biology class. You know, if anything, they teach you many times you come from an ape. Or worse than that, you come from a cell, a germ seed. You know, well, we know something different. We got the Bible right here. We can read what is the truth. Amen. And I don't know about you. I'm going to go with the Bible. Amen. So I'm not putting anybody down. I'm only saying that there are certain things you can't go to the world to try to discover. And the world needs to be coming to the church to try to discover some things. Say amen to this. So this dominion, power to govern or control, that now he gave Adam this mandate. He said in Genesis chapter 1:28, he said, God blessed them and said, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle and over all the earth and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So we said you have dominion over creeps. Some of y'all need that dominion. All right, so what do we want to start here? How did Adam operate? Adam was made in the image, that means an exact duplicate of kind, and the likeness of God. One of the scriptures in the New Testament called him the Son of God. Now, as the Son of God, he was made like God. Now, we're not talking about your body, because if we're just talking about that, then that you know, God be some kind of monstrosity, you know, with a white head, a black body, a orange, or I mean, you God be, you, but he's talking about you. You are a spirit. Amen. And you were made in the image of God. Amen. You have the same DNA, it's all coming from the inside. So what man did, mankind, he lived from the inside out. So when it's time to name animals, where does he get the names from? God, all right? So today we call it download. I'm just giving you something that you could feel this. Download. So he could, whoop, and there it is. Now, fast forwarding. When mankind fell, he could no longer download like that. His life was now linear. See, right now, if I want to get to a certain song on Merlon's CD, then I could go and look at it and see track 5. Boop, boop. Do-do-do-do-do-do. You got what I'm saying? But if I got the old cassettes, or for some of you, 8-track, what do I have to do? I got to wind down. See there? That's linear. What do you have to do? You start in school. You have to learn first grade, then second grade. Come on now. Third grade, see? You got to learn. But Adam didn't have to learn. He discerned. He didn't function like that. He just knew. John chapter 6, put it up. Here is Jesus now. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes, he saw a great company come to him, and he said to Philip, where can we buy bread that these may eat? He said this to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Adam just knew what the animals would be named. Got it now? See, you're never stuck anymore. You just know. Isn't that good? Put it up, 1 John chapter 2 and verse 20. But you have an unction from the Holy One, and you just know. Wow. Man. Can't you see what I'm saying now? I'm saying you have an unction. What's another name for unction here, what we've been studying? The anointing. So you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you just what? No. You just know. Jesus just knew what he would do. Yes, Lord. Am I right about it? Yes. And how about Daniel? I won't go to it, but Daniel, and the king has a dream, Daniel chapter 2, and the king went to his sorceress. You tell me what this dream meant. Sorceress said, well, tell me what you dream, and we'll tell you what it meant. He said, I can't remember what I dreamed. He said, if you're so smart, you tell me what I dreamed and tell me what to do. And they said, king, now we can't do that. He said, if you don't, I'm going to cut your bodies up. I'm going to cut up your household. Now, that is proper motivation. Somebody say motivate. Daniel said, hold up. You don't need to do that. Let me have a shot at this. I got this. That night he prayed, went to bed. God spoke to him in a dream. See, if he can't get you awake, he'll get you in a dream. Next thing you know, he woke up and told the king what he said, what he dreamed. So notice, problem solver. So you can solve problems. Now, this is when we went to Job. But before we get to Job, let's go to Isaiah first, because it's talking about this whole idea. Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27. And he said this, he said, and it shall come to pass in that day, say I'm in that day, that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. See, he's talking about in that day, the anointing is going to come. Now, remember in Joel, J-O-E-L, in Joel in chapter 2, he said, I'm going to pour out my spirit, come on, help me, on all flesh. Not just on kings and priests and those who are specifically called for function. I'm going to anoint everybody. Because that's the way it was intended to be from the garden. Restoring the years. Thank you, Lord. Then chapter 11 of Isaiah, chapter 11, verse 1, and he said something. He said, for there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall go out of his root. Roots. Remember roots? Y'all remember roots? That's our roots, huh? He came from Africa. Kunta Kinte. Remember that? Well, he ain't talking about that kind of root. Talking about your spiritual roots, because you got born again. And when you got born again, you got from another family. Come on now. I know you got the natural roots. That's cool. But you've got some other DNA inside of you that is the DNA of your Father God. Isn't that powerful? And the Spirit of the Lord rests upon him. Shall rest upon him. The spirit of wisdom. Now, fear of the Lord is one aspect of the anointing. Spirit of wisdom, another aspect. Spirit of understanding, third. Spirit of counsel, spirit of might, spirit of knowledge, spirit of fear of the Lord. All those will rest upon those who have the anointing. Amen. And four of those have to do with your mind. Interesting. Interesting. So you just don't send your mind out to lunch when God tells you to do something.
That's right. Come on now.
So here is Adam, and what happened? God said, don't eat of that tree. What did he do? Satan comes, tempts Eve. Satan wasn't after Eve. Who was he after?
Adam.
Because Adam had the what?
The seed.
The seed. The seed is a power thing that transfers the future.
Right.
And so what happened after the seed? So he gets Adam to sin. Now everything falls. That was the fall of man in the garden, where he fell from discerning to learning. Where he fell from revelation to information. We're in the information age, aren't we now? So now Adam lost more than something to eat. He lost his fellowship with his father. He no longer was one. He now became two. Separate from God. Watch this. God came to see him, and Adam had designed himself, custom made, a fig leaf suit. Can you imagine me coming to preach to you next Sunday in a fig leaf suit? You say, has Pastor lost his mind? Yeah. Adam lost his mind. Where man is operating right now is at a fallen state of mind.
That's
why when he creates something, it's got side effects. Take 2 teaspoons of this. Now, it might cause blindness or liver to shut down, but just take it till you're dead. Then come back and see me, and we'll work it out. Are y'all with me so far? Now, this is a need for mankind to come back to where God created him, because he's trying to matriculate in his life without the anointing, without the blessing, without him being restored. So he lost his mind. And like I said, also, I'm not going to talk about that today, but he lost his ability for God to provide for him. That was probably one of the most serious effects. My job, watch this, my assignment is to perfect the saints. When I was raising my kids, do you think I gave them everything they liked? Boy, if I did that, man, it'd be a spoiled bunch of... No. I said, no, you're going to eat this spinach. Well, I don't like spinach. Shut up and eat it. No, I didn't say it. I didn't say it like that. I didn't say it like that. Amen. Praise the Lord. But stay with me now. He lost the ability for God to provide for him. Now, that is a very serious aspect right there. Because that's when he traded camps. Now he's trying to add to himself. See, that's why he doesn't like to sow, because sowing gives God the responsibility of adding to it. That's why we get further and further away from the farmers. The farmers had to rely on God for that rain, boy. And now people living in this concrete jungle and forgot about all the operation of a seed. But it's all right. We're going to bring it back to you right up in his kitchen. See, church is school. Your purpose for being created was for dominion, not to go to school. The reason why you're going to school is because you fail. And when you graduate, you're dead. I better come over here. You're not getting it. When you graduate, you're out of here. Now, what is God doing to me? He's speaking to me. How does he speak to me? Right from him, boom, right down into my spirit, whoo, right out to you. You know why? Because I'm living from the inside out. Not looking at your face and see if you like what I'm saying, because that's living from the outside in. I'm living from the inside out. I'm going to give you this spinach, whether you want spinach or not, because that's my job. My job is to make you strong and fully persuaded.
Well, I trust that you were blessed by that powerful teaching. Now, today is offering day on the broadcast. Now, it's time where we give you an opportunity to sow into the work that God is doing through this ministry. I'd like to direct your attention to John chapter 10 and verse 10. He says, "The thief comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full until it overflows." Now, this is interesting about this overflowing life, because that is a life that God wants for us. He wants us to not only have it full, but have it overflowing. You see, when you're overflowing with joy, other people are affected. You come in overflowing with sadness, other people get sad and so forth. That's not the way you want to live. You want to live with the promises of God overflowing in life, not just some, just overflowing. And I remember when I was a young kid, I was a teenager, I had a paper route. So I used to throw papers, and I had a motorcycle. And so I'd go down and get up early in the morning and roll my papers and put them in saddlebags and throw them to different people's houses that were customers that were supposed to receive a newspaper. So I'd do that. And the problem was is that I wasn't on overflow. I was living on reserves. In other words, my motorcycle had two tanks. It had one tank that was the main tank where you put the gasoline in and it runs the engine. But another little bitty tank down there, it was reserve. And sometimes I'd be going down the street and my motorcycle would say, "Oh," and I'd switch down. I'd try to switch that tank real quick before the motorcycle stopped so it would get this flow of this reserves coming back into the engine so I could keep going. And a lot of people are running on reserves. You're not to run there. You're running, or you're so tired when you go to work, or you're so grumpy when you come home from work. You're on reserves. God never called you there. He called you on overflow. And the same thing about your finances, trying to make ends meet, just the paycheck, by the time it comes, it's gone. That is reserves. He didn't call you there. He called you to abundance, to the full, till it overflows. Remind me of Peter in Luke chapter 5. Here he was, he had fished all night and caught nothing. Folks, that's reserves. Now he's washing his net. Jesus asked to use his boat, and he allowed him to use his boat. When he got in, he sat down and taught the people. Peter heard that. And once he heard that word, then Jesus finished speaking. He said, "Launch out into the deep, Peter, and let down your nets for a draught." And he launched out and caught a boat-sinking, net-breaking load of fish. And he threw himself at Jesus' knees and he said, "You know, I'm a sinful man, away from me." He not only had enough for his boat, he called his partners and had enough for their boat as well. What am I saying to you? I'm saying that this is a ministry that is operating on abundance. We're no longer operating on reserves. And God wants you to be associated with that. He wants you to be on abundance. He wants you to be on overflow. So many fish, he couldn't hold them. That's what God wants to do. He wants to have so many ideas running through your mind, you can't even hold them all. He wants to have so many opportunities coming by you, you can't even grab them all. That's overflow. That's the way he wants you to live. And you can do that by sowing and reaping. As you sow into this ministry, a ministry that operates that way, God's going to, I'm telling you, sow into that powerful way that God can operate in your life the same way. He says this. This is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 8. He said, "God will cause all grace, every favor and earthly blessing to come to you in abundance, that you may always, in all circumstances, whatever the need, be self-sufficient, having enough to require no aid or support, and furnished in abundance for every good work and charitable donation." That's the Amplified translation. He wants you to not only have enough, but more than enough, so that you can help other people. If you're not living that way, God wants you to live that way. And you can start right now by sowing into this good soil. So I'm asking you, if you've been enjoying our broadcast, if they've been helping you, then sow a seed. Help us meet the needs of so many other people. Well, if you have a seed in hand, I'd like you to I'm going to pray over it right now, but I'd like you to aim that seed. It's something that you need. Maybe there's a debt that you need canceled. Maybe there's a relative that you need saved. Aim that seed at that. So let's pray together right now. Father, I come before you in Jesus' name, and we come before you and bring this seed. As we sow this seed, Lord, you promise that all our needs be met according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So as they sow this seed, Father, I pray the blessing be upon it right now and it be multiplied to them with a corresponding return. Father, we thank you for it. We call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. Wasn't that powerful? Praise God. No longer are you going to live on reserve, or you shall be on overflow from this day forward. I decree it in Jesus' name. Well, this is Bill Winston saying we love you. And until next time, keep walking by faith.
It doesn't matter what walk of life you're from or what your economic situation is. This very minute, you can grab hold of the promises of God and take true and lasting dominion over your God-given inheritance. For years, Dr. Winston has preached on God's greater plan for our lives. You have a right to everything that is required for you to finish your earthly assignment. In this continuation of the Anointing Series, Dr. Bill Winston digs even deeper on the power of the anointing and your purpose for dominion on this earth. Your dominion starts with living from the inside out, understanding who you are in Christ, valuing your words, and decreeing the Word of God over every aspect of your life. Let the Spirit of the Lord dictate your potential, raise you up in your royalty, and bring you to an entirely new level of faith in the anointing. Call 1-800-711-9327 right now, or go online to BillWinston.org to receive Dr. Winston's four-part series, Fulfilling Your Dominion Mandate. Available now on your choice of DVD, MP4, CD, or MP3. Each teaching divinely equips you to resume your ordained position with dominion over financial resources, dominion over sickness and disease, and dominion over your relationships. Lessons designed to bring you closer to God in the way you were meant to be. The time to fulfill your God-given destiny is now. Don't miss this masterful teaching and at last fulfill your dominion mandate. Call or go online to 1-800-711-9327 or BillWinston.org.
Doctors Bill and Veronica Winston are dedicated to seeing lives changed through the power of prayer. Our loving and highly trained prayer ministers are ready to pray and agree with you. We know that prayer can turn around any situation in your life. Contact us by phone at 1-877-543-9443 or submit your prayer request online at BillWinston.org/prayer. Follow us on Periscope and Facebook to join us for our regular live prayer sessions. We want to thank our partners who have made this prayer call center possible. Together, we are transforming lives throughout the world. If you are not a partner, we encourage you to pray about joining us in partnership and be a part of the wonderful work that God is doing through this ministry. We love you and look forward to praying and partnering with you.
The mission of Bill Winston Ministries is to preach the gospel of the kingdom throughout the world. This broadcast has been made available to you through the faithful support of Bill Winston Ministry partners and friends. The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.